Welcome to Bree Steele Untamed. I am your host, Bree Steele. Before we get into our episode, make sure you subscribe to the podcast and share it out to your entire social media community on Twitter, Facebook, or whatever other social media you are on. So with that being said, let's get to it. What's up, y'all? So today I'm derailing from my original plan, which was to post a podcast talking about what I'm going through in my life and, you know, the confidence that I'm working on. But something happened this past weekend and I really wanted to talk about it specifically because it was really fresh on my mind and I felt as though this would have a stronger impact than the other podcasts I recorded. So over the weekend, I was on Facebook, which I shouldn't have been because I was on like a week of social media cleanse starting not this past Sunday, but the prior Sunday. And so I saw a post from a previous childhood friend that I had seen, and I'm just going to read it to y'all. I'm going to keep her anonymous because she never responded back to me in regards to if she wanted to remain anonymous or not. And so due to that fact, I'm going to respect her and keep her anonymous. So here is what the Facebook post said. Quote, just want to put this out here. Hey, my name is Stacy. I'm making up a name, y'all, but whatever. My name is Stacy, and I am a mother of two beautiful kids. I had a C-section with both of my kids. So with that being said, yes, I know I've gained a stomach since giving birth. I'm aware. I see myself every day. So you don't have to make it known every time you see me. I used to be so insecure about myself because of it. I've tried so many diets, and yet I still have a gut. I've learned to accept the new me. So, the joke, how many months are you, is no longer funny, as if it ever was. So, I'm putting this out here just to say this. If deep down inside I was depressed and suicidal because I can't seem to shake this baby weight and you keep throwing my flaws in my face, how would that make you feel right now? Just needed to vent. Unquote. So, the reason I'm sharing this with y'all is because I'm really into giving advice, and that's something I really want to get more into. So I really wanted to talk about this because I'm a mom as well. And though I haven't had that same experience, I can only imagine what she feels because I have had certain family members joke about my weight gain and how I need to lose weight or whatnot. So I can relate to that sense. So first off, to give my little two cent, it's not funny to joke moms about being fat, about being overweight, about having scarring, stretch marks, C-sections, whatever the case is. What kills me is that people that aren't moms, and even people that are moms, you should be ashamed of yourself if you're joking another mother about her body image in general. But especially if you aren't a mom, like, you definitely have no right to say anything about it. I mean, like, I totally understand if you're with a mother and, or if you're with someone that's a mom and she's consistently complaining about her weight and her body, then I still don't say you need to joke her about it, but what you should do instead is encourage them to get out the house and be more active, whether that's you going to the gym with them or going for a walk outside with them. But to sit here and ridicule them of their body is very disgusting, and it's downright not appropriate in my opinion, of course, especially because we live in a society where beauty is supposed to be perfect, and I don't think beauty is perfect at all. It's perfect at all, excuse me, because if you look at the first form of beauty, Mother Nature is beauty. So, you know, going outdoors, the clouds, the beaches, all of that, that's beauty as well. There's different types of beauty. So for society to already depict that women should be flawless skin, and especially in the Black community, where they try to make it seem like your boobs need to be huge, your ass need to be fat, and your waist needs to be slim, it's unrealistic. Everybody don't have that genetic type where they can give birth with no stretch marks. Because I've met a couple of people, and I thought everybody had stretch marks, but that's because I have stretch marks. But it's not true. It's not only a genetic thing, but it's also how you take care of your body while pregnant. So for people to joke moms about their body and to shame moms that wear bathing suits in the summertime for showing off their stretch marks or showing off their extra skin, guess what, baby? You need to mind yours, because ain't nobody pulling out your imperfections and the things that's wrong with you. And that goes well into perfect rollover into the next category I was going to talk about. Everybody has imperfections. And everybody has low confidence in some point of their life. You might be a 10, what it called? You might be a dime, or you might be a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. But guess what, boo? You still got some ugly in you, whether that's on the outside or on the inside. So clearly y'all can tell I'm a little riled up, just a little bit. But the point is, no one on this earth should have the right to talk about anybody negatively when it comes to looks or when it comes to internal flaws, because everybody got issues. Everybody got something wrong with them. And nobody, honestly, in my opinion, nobody has the right to talk down on anybody, because no one wrong thing is better than the other. So you might be fine on the outside, but you might have a stank ass attitude, and that's just being real. So if you don't like it, you know, mind yours. And I think that's a main issue. And that's some things I hear people consistently say. Stay in your lane. And that's being honest. That's being for real. Like, stay in your lane. Like, why are you worried about the next woman being ugly or showing off her fat or, you know, showing off whatever she want to show off? Why does that bother you? I tell you why it bothers you. It bothers you because you're insecure. Because if you wasn't, you wouldn't be worried about the next girl beside you or the dude in front of you or the girl behind you. You wouldn't be worried about all of that. You want to know why? Because you confident in yourself. And that's another thing. Work on yourself first before you had a nerve to sit here and try to depict other people. Because honestly, once you work on yourself and you content with yourself, you won't even feel the need to nitpick at other people. Yes, it's okay to laugh and joke. But when you're really talking on something that you don't know could be a possible deeper issue, that's where you're wrong. Because especially in the motherhood community, mental illness is a really big thing, which they don't talk about often. But postpartum depression is a really big thing. Some people even go as far as committing suicide because they're so depressed after giving birth. Now, I haven't experienced this myself, and I would love to have someone on the show to talk more in depth that's been through it, that's overcome it, so that way they can, you know, give advice to other moms on how to, you know, get over that hump. But postpartum depression is something severe, and it can possibly be something serious. You know, me myself giving birth, you're stuck in the house for 6 weeks. And for C-sections, I don't even know how long it is, but it's way longer. I think it's like months on end, possibly. But the point is that be mindful of what you say, because you don't know what that person is seriously going through. And like they say as well, jokes have somewhat of a serious part to it. Like, you can say, I'm just saying, but I forgot what the saying was about when you saying, I'm just playing. Nah, I'm just saying, I'm sorry, y'all. When you saying, I'm just playing, there's some seriousness to that. So just keep your mouth shut and worry about yourself. If you feel like somebody overweight, you need to check yourself and see what's wrong with you for why you even having them thoughts in the first place. Because like I said, you need to work on yourself first. Okay, and then try to work on everybody that's around you. And not work on them like telling them what to do, but having coming to them like, hey, Stacy, I'm really concerned about you. I'm concerned about you. Maybe pay attention to what the person is saying and doing. Instead of running your mouth, sit back and observe that person and see what it is that they're doing. Listen to what they're saying. If she's saying, oh, I'm overweight, or oh, I have this good, or oh, I need to get in the gym, or oh, I need to lay off of this food, then you need to say, have you thought about getting a nutritionist? Have you thought about going to the gym? Because I know someone who's looking for a gym partner. Like, instead of ridiculing people, offer a lending hand. And that's what we don't have enough of in this world, is people willing to help others so that way we can come up together and lift each other up. But, you know, that's just my little two cent that I wanted to talk about. So I really think this was very very strong message that I'm putting out there, but I think it's a great first message to put out there. If you're interested in, I guess, doing an interview on my show to talk about postpartum depression and to give moms tips on how to overcome it and exactly what it is that you went through, don't hesitate to email me. My email will be in the show notes, so that way we can definitely get the show on the road, because the sooner the better. I definitely feel like that's a topic that isn't talked about enough in the motherhood community. And even if you aren't a mom and you're listening to this, you're listening to this episode, I appreciate you. Make sure you spread the word and be mindful of, you know, your actions and what you're saying as well. So yeah, peace and love. That's all I got for y'all tonight. So, have a good day. Peace.